starting some Mishnah Ches. Now, the first few sifrim do not deal with Bishul per se. They deal with the concept of the Malachas, Maaseh Shabbos. The first two sifrim actually, and then the third one deals with testing with Bishul. So there's a concept of the Malacha that if a Malacha was done on Shabbos, so a person cannot benefit from the Malacha which was done. A Jew does Malacha on Shabbos, so we're going to limit the benefit out of that Malacha. So we're going to go through a few possibilities: himself, other people, Shagig or Mezid, and we'll see. And as we go through the Mishabur and the Malacha, maybe there doesn't apply to all the Malachas. Maybe some Malachas are not really considered that anything really happened. I do Hoytzah, I didn't really do anything. I didn't really change the items. Maybe there's not. I'm not really claiming the henna from it. Okay, so let's see. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, Oish also achas b'Shar Malachas. The person does Bishul or one of the other Malachas, b'Mezid. The person cooks on Shabbos b'Mezid. The Malach is also loy lo'olam. See, he can never benefit from this item. Never in the future can he benefit from this item. He can't. Because this is an Isidur Rabbanan, because I'll give a kanas. V'lacherim mutter b'motzei Shabbos miyad. But for other people, it's also to benefit from on Shabbos. Chazal asked it for other people, they can't benefit from it on Shabbos. But they could benefit from it immediately after Shabbos. Now, the reason why he's saying the word miyad, because we'll see later on, we get to the issues of asking a goy to do work, so you could also cannot benefit from that work which he did on Shabbos. There, the issue continues after Shabbos as well, into a period of time known as Bichtei Sheyasu. The time it takes for the malacha to be accomplished. So the Jew says, listen, I'm going to ask, there's an Avera that's going to do malacha on Shabbos. But I gain it's available immediately after Shabbos. So no, you're not going to gain that. The Isser extends after Shabbos to the time it would take to complete that whole process, not just the actual act of the malacha, but the whole process of getting to the place, doing it, coming back, etc. So he has no motivation to do this because he can't benefit from it. Whereas a person might ask a goy to do that. But what are we afraid over here? That Jew number one is going to ask Jew number two to do the malacha, so this way he can have a meal after Shabbos. He's not going to do that in probability, because Malach and Shabbos is not that insignificant to him, just to be able to have it immediately after Shabbos. And another fellow probably won't listen to him just for that purpose. So we're not afraid that that's going to take place. Whereas by a goy, we're afraid that the Jew will ask the non-Jew, hey, do this to me on Shabbos. This will have it immediately after Shabbos, ready to go. So they asked it much later. So that's why we point over here the word miyad.
We're not concerned that a Jew would ask a mumar.
Correct. In general, we're talking about a Jew who's shomer halacha. He's not going to be asking another Jew to do halacha.
Asked it much later.
Okay. Let me finish my thought. That's the case of Mezid. So Mezid, it's also for him forever, and it's also for other people till after Shabbos. That's Mezid. B'shoigeg. Also by Yoim Gam Lacherim. So it's also for him and other people on Shabbos. Well, the erev mutter gam loy miyad, and then after Shabbos it becomes mutter not only for the people, but even for the person himself who did it b'shargeg. V'imar lein Yehudi lasis lo malacha b'Shabbos. However, if he asked the goy to do malacha on Shabbos, ein le'el b'simin shen zayin sifchaf what the malacha is. Now, we're going to see that there's Mishmur is going to bring up there's a second opinion in the Gemara. This is machlokes in the Gemara. Actually, three opinions in the Gemara, but only two are brought in malacha. The Ramei and Rabbi Huda brought the halacha, and so Ramei is actually more makel than what we have in the Shulchan Aruch. There's machlokes Mishnayim who we paskin like. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam and the Rif paskin like Rabbi Huda, and the Shulchan Aruch follows that. It does not bring otherwise. The Ramot does not argue. However, the Mishnah is going to point out that the Bir Gra paskins like Ramei, which is makel. That on Shoigeg it's mutter for other people on Shabbos itself. So that play could play out a role in many scenarios. How do we deal with people which are Tinashinishba, that are considered a Shoigeg? So, the malacha they do would not be also for them. to other people to benefit from, etc. So we have to define that. Okay, but that's Malkam Atzarech. The Mishaber says you can be Samechan, the opinion of the Gra.
So Mutzar means that they knew it was on the Shabbos.
What?
You say the opinion of the Gra. It says Mutzar. So the people for whom it's Mutzar, they know it was done on Shabbos.
It's on Shabbos, and something was done on Shabbos.
Right, and the person who's going to use it knows it. Not that it, but the evidence that he could use it.
They can't ask somebody to do it.
No, but
is it Peshoggi?
A Jew does a Peshoggi on Shabbos.
Right, another Jew can benefit from it. Right.
Even though he knows it was done on Shabbos.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. Let's see some of the Mishnevurahs.
What's the opinion?
Okay. The Gra's opinion is that Peshoggi is Mutter by Bayar. For other people. Now, so this is all Issurim D'Rabbanan. It's all Issurim D'Rabbanan. And therefore, Chol Sheyesh Mishaber to cut and base. Chol Sheyesh Savak Pugda Bezeh, Yahweh B'chal Bishal Elav. So therefore, if there's any discussion whether this is something which halakhically is called Bishal or not, we'll see examples as we go through the Simon, that not everything is clear cut whether it's considered Bishal or not. So anything which is going to be esophic, I wish malachas kia gavnor, but any one of the other malachas as well, it's a question whether it's considered actually a malacha. Ein la'aser b'yevet, so then maybe it was mutter to do on Shabbos. So it was mutter to do on Shabbos, you can't tell me it's aser after the fact. B'yevet, it's going to be aser. The whole iser is that who rak min rabbana, shekansu. That this whole iser over here is the din rabbana, chazal gave a kanas. Mesveka the rabbana, the kula. So this is the Prima Golem, Boy Stuart, Kane to Kosovo Mogan Ramashim Shin Khov Gimel, so cut in Yiralvai, Mesiv Kut and Lama Bay, Zutarch Ian Ksas. So even though you're dealing with the Suffolk issue of the Raisa on doing it, the after the fact, the Isra benefiting from it said in the Rabbanan, it's a Suffolk Rabbanan. Maybe it wasn't that, maybe that what he did was permitted to do, and therefore this is not also afterwards. So Suffolk Rabbanan the Kula. Okay, now, Achaz Mishar Malachas, Gimel, Bim Hi Malachas Rabbana. Let's say the Malacha we're talking about is not a Malacha Deraisa. The person does a Malacha Rabbana. Not Amir Lachim, which is a Goy doing it, but the Jew does it himself, and it's a Rabbana. Amir Grosh, Erech Lachiyat, the Chuliyama, Im Asa, Isa Beshege, Ein Lesser, Bidiyavid, Lehanas Mimena, Vimir Malacha. So, the other people can benefit from this action that the person has done, the Sisa Rabbana. So the person himself who did the mitzvah is also for him forever. The honest man, the malacha, cannot benefit from the malacha. Why the kitzur rabbanu? Because I gave him a kenas. We call malacha mutzul the honest man the male shell malacha. If it was sold, he can't sell it. If it was sold and the money was received, that money is not also. He can benefit from that money. Okay. So if we ask for the food, so a person cooks on Shabbos, so the food is asur, and the food gets absorbed into the walls. We know there's a concept of blias. So those blias are asur to him. So he wants to go after Shabbos and cook in the pot. The pot is not part of the, he's not being handed from the malacha while he's getting the blias out into his food. And those blias are also to him.
So could you kasher that?
You have to kasher it. You could kasher it, just you have to kasher it.
Like with bishalakum.
Like with bishalakum. Now then he points out, this is all talking about a case of mavash labor. A person cooks on Shabbos for a person who's he's not allowed to cook for. Let's say he cooks on Shabbos for a chayla. So Shimon is a chayla sheish b'sakana. Shimon's life is in danger and we need to save his life, we need to cook food. So we cook food. Now the halacha is, we'll see in the next sif, that nobody else is allowed to eat that food. It's only mutter for the chayla to eat. But after Shabbos, he doesn't have to kasher the pot. Okay? That's the point that he's saying right now. So, the kedair is mutter.
And can others eat it after Shabbos?
We shall see in sif beis what we're worried about over there. Okay. Yeah, you know what? This is, the next sifkaton is a long and complicated sifkaton. So let's hold that. Let's hold it here so that today is Thursday. So next week,